And now we'll look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Campus Cupboard is a resource for undergraduate and graduate students who require short-term assistance meeting their food needs. The pantry provides non-perishable items to meet the students' temporary food needs. It's in UL Lafayette's Intensive English Program building at 413 Brook Avenue. If you would like to donate items, non-perishable foods and toiletry items, you can stop by the building 413 Brook on Tuesdays 3:30 to 5:30, Wednesdays 3:30 to 5, and on Fridays from 10:30 in the morning until 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. The UL Lafayette Rhetoric Symposium is taking place this week on campus. T.J. Geiger, a professor at Baylor University, is here. He'll be giving a lecture tomorrow evening, February 21st, Friday evening, 7 until 8:30 p.m. in Griffin Hall Auditorium. The title of his lecture is From Me Too to Church Too, and Silence is Not Spiritual. If you'd like to know more about it, you can go to the English Department's website or their Facebook page. This evening, the UL Lafayette English Department will be showing the film Henry IV, Part 1, from 6:30 until 9 in Griffin Hall, Room 315. All are invited to attend. They're trying to regularly show films of Shakespeare's plays. They will be serving refreshments, and the event is sponsored by the Committee for the Minor in Medieval and Early Modern Studies in English. The Silverbacks Improv Theater has a show this coming Sunday, February 23rd. It's called Oof, a Comedy Game Show. It starts at 7:30 at Cité des Arts. Former Lafayette resident John Merrifield will be bringing his creation to Cité for this one-night-only program. For information, you can go to citédesarts.org or Silverback social media. LPB is calling for entries for short films from local filmmakers. The films submitted will be nominated for inclusion in the 9th annual PBS Online Film Festival. Deadline to submit films to LPB is this coming Monday, February 24th. To enter, filmmakers should send a link of their film to filmfest@lpb.org. And the Eunice Players Theater will be holding auditions for a two-act comedy called Cheaters. Auditions will be held next week, Wednesday, February 26th, and Thursday, February 27th, at the Eunice Players Theater, 121 South 2nd Street in Eunice. And the Veterans Action Coalition meeting will take place at the South Regional Public Library next Thursday, February 27th, at 7 p.m., they'll be showing a short film, having a discussion, and all are invited. Cajun Face 2 will be performed February 28th and 29th at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. Ticket information is at thegrandoperahouse.org. Actors and writers Leanne Sheremy and Sarah Michaela Brown have followed up their original two-woman show, Cajun Face, with this new show. They'll be adding some new things. If you saw it before, it's called Cajun Face 2, The Taunties. But even if you saw that one, they're adding new things as well. That's next week, February 28th and 29th in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. Criminal Justice Week will take place at UL Lafayette Monday, March 2nd through Friday, March 6th. The Criminal Justice Career Outreach Day will be offering students the opportunity to interact directly with agencies throughout Louisiana. For information on this week or the day, you can contact the Criminal Justice Program here at UL Lafayette. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button, or you can listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. On our homepage, you'll see audio on demand. If you click that button, there's a drop-down menu of all of our locally produced programs. Maybe you missed it, or you just want to hear one of those shows again. Search that menu and click on the program you're interested in, and there will be a list of the dates of the shows. Choose the one you want to listen to. You can listen to it on any device, and you can share that link with others as well. And of course, you can always support KRVS at our website. Just click the red donate button and make your contribution to KRVS. If you have a vehicle you want to get rid of out of your yard or garage or off the street, you can donate that to KRVS. There's a menu under our support button. It will tell you more about the vehicle donation program. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We'll be with La Vea Nera at 7, Earthbeat at 8, Franco Mix at 9, All Over the Map at 10, The Vermilion Sports Show at 11, The Minor Chord at midnight, Ghost Town at 1, and Medicine Ball Caravan at 2 in the morning. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Enjoy Zydeco blues and old school R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Bolens from the Dirty Rice Show. Dirty Rice is on the air every Saturday evening from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. So won't you join either myself or my co-host, Mr. Lee Klein, Peter,
for the best in Louisiana music, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the internet at krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.